We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Bogey, I was looking around the internet last night, and I found a question, and for some reason it just struck me as incredibly interesting and funny, and I don't know what the answer is, so I'm going to pose it to you and pose it to the people out there. And if you're like Stoney, you'll ask me to like define it and give you all these rules and everything, and so I hope you don't do that, please, okay? So the simple question is, this was on Deadspin last night, who's the most famous person ever?
That was the entire premise.
I'll read you the question. No. It was a listener who sent it in. Who's the most famous person ever? It has to be Michael Jackson, easily. Number two was harder. At first, I went with Princess Diana, but then I remember that Hitler started a war with the world. I have Obama at number four, but it starts to get cloudy after that. What's your top five? I mean, that's a weird top four, Obama. I got to say. Jackson one, Hitler two, Princess Diana three, Obama four, okay? So who's the most famous person of all time? And I think for the sake of argument, I don't want to step on anybody's toes here, but should we just push aside Jesus Christ from the conversation? And Gov, I'm not saying push aside Jesus Christ from our lives. I'm just saying for the sake of conversation, you have to go with Jesus Christ number one.
You want to what you're saying is you want to keep religion out of it.
Yes.
Well, yeah, although the Pope is a religious figure and he's pretty famous, but I would argue
people don't.
But people don't always know the Moses Malone.
See, yeah, people know the Pope, but I don't think they know the individual person. Point
Francis.
Sure. Okay.
Come on.
The Pope is irrelevant to me. I pay no attention to him.
Okay.
He doesn't have any magical powers.
That's the thing. He gets like elected in or whatever it is.
I mean, voted in. Yes.
Okay, it's the same thing.
But you're right. And the Pope changes. Like for me, the Pope's always going to be the guy who was the Pope when I was a kid for a long time. John Paul II.
Yeah.
He was the Pope forever. Like he was the Pope. He was the first Pope I remember. And then he passed away like, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. To me, that he'll always be the Pope. Right. And I don't know. You always have an affinity. Like they've had a couple guys like they had whatever.
Well, they had the guy that looked like Papaltine.
Benedict.
Yes.
Who just quit.
Okay. How big of a factor though is recency and technology? Like
that's a great question.
Because he's trying to make rules.
I think you raise a good point. No, because I mean, in the '40s, fifties, sixties, seventies, you had one TV and you had one, you know, network that would air something big or something like that, or a radio. It was harder to reach people. To let you know who you are back then. Whereas now with all these different forms of social media and ways to reach people and all these followers on Instagram and everything, you're more relevant just because of that, because people have access to you.
Right.
Right.
And then the other thing too is, you know, we work in sports. We're big sports fans, obviously. Yeah. And so sometimes we just assume that sports carries over to all walks of life. And it absolutely does not. Mm-hmm. Now there are certain athletes who cross lines, you know, but Gov's tired of hearing this story, but I always tell the story of like, when Tiger Woods won the Masters for the first time, my mother, who's not a sports fan hardly at all, called me on the phone and said, "When does Tiger tee off today?" And I was like, "What?
Wow.
Who's this?" You know, it was crazy. But it was such a, you know, I mean, such a phenomenon. And I think he is a phenomenon around the world. Now, is he more of a phenomenon in sports than, say, Ronaldo or Messi? That's where I have a hard time debating, which is why I don't think it's actually a sports figure.
I would agree. It can't be a sports figure.
248-539-9797. Who's the most famous person of all time? It's a simple question. Everyone has an answer. Give us your answer. Come on, call in. I do think it might be Hitler. And I know people don't like to say famous and Hitler in the same sentence because, you know, fame can usually be viewed as a good thing, but not a bad thing. But Hitler's the most infamous villain in the history of the world. Fair to say?
Yeah.
And we don't have a hero, quote unquote, to match his villainy. Like even World War II, you have Churchill, you have Roosevelt, you got your DDE, right? You got your Pattons, you got all your people. Whereas Hitler was like, I mean, even like the Japanese were our rivals as well, but nobody remembers, you know, what Hirohito. But it's not like Hitler.
Well, that's the thing. You got to tie it in to the entire world. Not to mention, it's got to be a cross-generation thing. That's why, like, okay, you ask of a 14-year-old right now, do they know who Michael Jackson is? You know, an artist. They might not, because they're a little bit younger. You're not going to necessarily learn about that in a history book, whereas
Hitler
is everywhere. I mean, you're gonna read about World War II, whether you like it or not. So if you ask the question to 10-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and go on, Hitler absolutely cross-pollinates, if you will. You know?
By the way, ticket text, number one, Jesus Christ. You can't change the rules because it's hard for you to talk about. Okay, fine. Jesus is number one.
Who's number two?
Who's the second most famous person in the history of the world?
Judas.
Yeah.
He completed the process.
I'd say Hitler's more well-known than Judas. Because I'm not sure the average person knows truly the story of... They know what it applies to, necessarily. All right? Ticket text 97136. Muhammad Ali was at one time.
See, but what up with the people that don't like boxing?
He was a world figure.
Yeah, I understand that, and you know, there's a lot of different things to that. But
with all due respect to our little sports and how much we love them, I truly believe Michael Jackson trumps any sports figure. I can categorically say that across the board, worldwide scope. Take away.
It's hard to take away.
I know, but remember how global he was.
No, you're right.
Performing,
you're right.
I mean. Yeah, I always can't get out of my head, like, you know, in Japan, all the Japanese teens just screaming and going crazy for him. And that happened here, too. I mean, he's famous for bad reasons.
Right. I mean,
and people, I think with maybe the whole documentary on HBO that, you know, he's remained relevant. Like, I was thinking Elvis in some ways, too.
People have mentioned Elvis on the ticket text for sure. I mean, the thing with Michael Jackson is, you're right, is it's hard to get out of your mind the negatives. And everything that's happened to his legacy and his whole life in the last 15 or 20 years. Because it's like, but it doesn't change the fact of how famous he was. You're exactly right.
Right. I mean, there was that movement to have some of his songs removed from some music stations. I don't know if that's continued at some or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was stupid to do that. But, you know, had that happened across the board, maybe he goes the way, like Kyle was saying, where who? Because you don't hear his music. You know?
Right. 248-539-9797, Jack on a cell phone. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jack.
Hey, you know, I'm listening to you, and I'm, like, astounded at some of the answers. Hitler, I agree with, but, you know, what, there's so many. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, one of my favorite, Einstein, Edison.
Okay.
So I would probably say Einstein as number two.
All right. I mean, that's certainly a fair entry. Another ticket texter mentioned Albert Einstein as well. But I would argue that most people know the name. They don't necessarily have the story behind it. They know he is a great inventor, one of the smartest people of all time, but maybe not necessarily know what goes along with it.
Well, the thing is here, we're also going to be more, I guess, biased in this country as opposed to, like, it's hard to think about. You know, in Europe, you ask a random person on the street, who is so-and-so, you know, it's going to be a far different answer. Like, say we're doing, radio in London and we bring this up. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a whole different top five, I would assume.
Yeah.
You know, than a top five that we would potentially think about
doing
here.
In the world.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy on Deadspin, by the way, his answers, his top five were number one, Jesus Christ. Number two, the Pope, any Pope.
I don't think that's fair. Yeah.
That's like saying Batman. There's been a lot of Batmans over the years. Michael Keaton Batman, Ben Affleck Batman, George Clooney Batman, Christian Bale Batman. Number three, Albert Einstein. Number four, Amelia Earhart. Nah, I don't. People know the story, but it's like, whatever.
We got to define famous versus important.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then number five, Oprah.
Okay.
Oprah was very famous.
Oprah is very, very famous.
What about Julius Caesar?
See, I like this one. Julius Caesar would be one, but I feel like there'd be a lot of people, younger.
Stood the test of time. You got Caesar Salad. You got Little Caesar.
Little Caesar Arena.
Yeah.
Home of the Pistons. Queen Elizabeth has to be in it. I mean, she's been around for such a long, in terms of longevity.
Yeah.
It's really staggering how much of a chunk of world history she is a part of.
I like this one on the ticket text, 97136. Santa Claus. But yeah. Santa Claus, I mean.
Yeah. For sure.
Does that, yeah?
Are there kids listening right now?
Yeah.
None. Are there any kids listening? No kids? Oh, okay. I mean.
Would it be
so
any?
So Superman, the Easter Bunny? What are we going with here? Yeah.
Any Santa Claus?
When I was in the Army, no matter where in the world I went, it seemed that everybody had heard of Muhammad Ali. That's from Jim in Cass City. Hmm. Jordan has to be top five. He's a household name. Nah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Michael Jackson beats Michael Jordan.
Oh, I agree.
And so I think Michael Jackson beats Muhammad Ali.
I mean, Jordan has the shoe legacy, and he's got the pop culture iconic legacy. Mm-hmm. But worldwide, wouldn't you say that Pele is more popular than Michael Jordan? Worldwide.
Yeah, I think you could make that argument.
Or yes. Messi or Ronaldo or whoever the best player, Neymar. I'm not sure whoever the best players are in the world now. Because it's such a worldwide sport, more so than basketball is. Even though basketball, I mean, just go to a tiny little country in Africa or something like that. Odds are they know who Messi is over who Michael Jordan was. 97136, obvious one we're missing here, Genghis Khan, right? Guy was around for like 1,000 years ago, and we still all know who he is. I got to admit, I don't. I mean, I know the name. I definitely know the name. But if he asked me to give you a little, thumbnail sketch of Genghis Khan, I would do much better with Khan from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, than I could with Genghis Khan.
Did he have the Ming Empire? Is that what he, or is that somebody else?
Sure. I'll give it to him. I have no idea.
That's why I said Julius Caesar, though.
Yeah.
You know, that goes back. Julius Caesar would trump Genghis Khan in terms of longevity, how far long ago.
See, there's a text here, too, Christopher Columbus, but I feel like he'd be more relevant here than he would be elsewhere. You know?
Somebody in Russia knows who Christopher Columbus is?
Yeah, no.
No, no way. They're much more likely to know who Michael Jackson is. Ticket text 97136. Is it weird that the first person that came to mind was Michael Jackson as the most famous person of all time? So Jackson ahead of because the Beatles are four guys. If the Beatles were one guy, given their impact and the length of time they've had an impact, but you could argue Paul versus John, and so that's the issue there. How about Castle, who says Osama bin Laden?
I mean, he's up there, but I think he was also more obscure because he was hiding in caves. It's not like you heard from him every day. Hitler was out there just like, here we are.
Oh, yeah.
This is us. This
Hitler
is what we're doing.
Hitler was a world leader.
Exactly.
He was Time's Man of the Year. He essentially said, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to dominate the world. And he went out and did it for the most part for a couple of years.
Yeah, bin Laden was largely unheard for many years at a time until a random video came out. And then, of course, we would dissect the video and go, well, actually, that looks like it's in the Islamabad mountains or something. Can't.
When I was in college, James Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson in one of the most shocking upsets ever. And I remember I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, isn't it weird that like 2 days ago, nobody knew who James Buster Douglas was? And now like 90% of Americans know who he is. And my friend's like, you're insane. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, no way 90% of Americans know. And this is obviously pre-internet, whatever. So we literally walked around and asked people if they knew who James Buster Douglas was. And no one knew who he was. I mean, it shows you how biased we are.
Right, because of sports. We're so close to it. That's why I think the entertainment people trump big time.
Yeah. Boat Guy gets a nominee in the ticket text 97136. It's Jamie and Bogey in for Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.